Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Good morning, Stephen Ambrose. How are you?
Good morning. Good and you?
All right, thank you. Stephen,
yeah.
You were going to talk about Showmax and that it's free on DSTV.
Yeah.
Is it free for 1 month or is it free for longer than that?
No, it's actually very interesting. What happened last week, DSTV announced that they, well, step back. Originally, Showmax was set up as a completely separate company. They had different offices. They were sort of Chinese firewall, all that good stuff. And they were totally separate operation. Well, last week, DSTV announced that they're going to bring Showmax back in-house and blend the DSTV content team with the Showmax team and tech teams and bring it all back on board. And this week, which makes lots of sense, they announced that for DSTV premium subscribers, and if you've got a DSTV Explorer decoder, Showmax is already built in. It's there. You don't have to do anything. You now simply have to go online or phone DSTV, ask them to subscribe you to Showmax, and it's free. It's part of your package. Well, free. Nothing's free, but it's part of your DSTV premium package, so you don't have to pay an additional 99 rand. It's now part of the deal, and it gives you a huge run, about 25,000 back catalog of all the old shows and lots of interesting stuff. So I think it's actually a great idea. So that's what all transpired. So it's not just for 1 month, although right now on the website it says the first month's free and thereafter it's 99 rand, but I've been assured that they will just never charge you. It'll just be part of your subscription.
Interesting. So when you say old shows, what sort of old shows?
Well, they've got quite a nice catalog of shows that are about 6 months to a year old. So, for example, they've got the whole of Game of Thrones, but now the original, you know, the seven seasons just ended. It'll probably pop up. It's available on DSTV right now, but 1 to 6 is available on Showmax. There's so many other TV shows that basically the last series is still available on DSTV catch-up, but now you can get all the older ones on Showmax all the way back to series one. They have got a couple of original content items, and quite honestly, it's a no-brainer. If you have DSTV Premium, which a lot of people do have, and it's not the least expensive option in the world to watch sport, you're paying nearly 900 rand a month. It's just a great add-on. It adds a massive back catalog. And if you've got decent internet, it's easy to do. It works really well. You just got to hook your Explorer up to Wi-Fi or to the internet. And away you go. Showmax just works. Or you can watch it on your tablets. Or you can watch it on your smart TV through the Showmax app. So I think it's a smart move, and it adds lots of value to an expensive but probably the best entertainment package available right now.
Do you have Netflix?
I do.
What do you find yourself watching, Showmax or Netflix?
Netflix have a lot of original content,
yeah,
and new content that you cannot get anywhere else. So if you like the Marvel comics series, all that stuff is there. There's, you know, there are just so many new, brand new series that Netflix have been doing. And at around about 120 to 140 rand a month, it's a great add-on. So my advice to most people is that if you have DSTV and you're not looking to cut that particular cord, stay with DSTV. You now get Showmax with a massive back catalog thrown in as part of the bundle. And then for all the new sort of exclusive content that Netflix are doing, an extra 150 bucks a month, or give or take, whether you take the HD package or the SD package. The high definition package costs $10, $9.99, which is around about 150 rand. And the SD package is $7.99, which is around about 130 rand. It's a no-brainer. It's really not expensive for a pretty good catalog of original content. There is quite a lot of overlap of the older stuff. Anything from 6 months to a year, you'll find a lot of it on Showmax and a lot of it on Netflix. But what Showmax has got, if you're feeling a little nostalgic, is tons of old SABC content.
Oh,
and a lot of BBC content. So So there's a lot of there's more diversity in Showmax on the back catalogue than there is in Netflix,
yeah,
which is interesting. So if you want to watch Orkney Snorky or that sort of stuff from SABC back in the day, it's available on Showmax right now.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much, Stephen. And
stay tuned. Tonight's the big Apple event. So Thursday is going to be a little Apple-ified, I can assure you.
Yeah, I have no doubt. Stephen Ambrose, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Great stuff.
And we leave you to your Showmax.
You too.
Bye.
Yep.